You're now tuned in to the Jack Talk Podcast. In association with Bin Hot Records. With the coolest host, Rick. Let's chop it up.
Yo, salute. Jack Talk Podcast. I am your host, Rick. Follow me on Instagram, Rick_BHR. Hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. We are here. Let's chop it up. I'm chilling right now. I know I'm late. I got to cut that shit out, man. Just drop my episodes. You know what I'm saying? I really got to cut it out, man. But yeah, I'm here though, man. It's actually quiet in the crib right now. I was just talking to my wife. I was talking to my wife a little while ago, and I was telling her, like, cause she's at work. My kids is, today was their last day of school. They already dipped off to their grandparents' house, stay the night. My wife at work, so I'm here dolo. And I was talking to my wife, and I was yawning and shit. You know what I'm saying? We on FaceTime and shit, and I was yawning. My eyes is mad low and shit. And I'm like, yo, like, it's so quiet in the crib that I'm tired. You understand what I'm saying? Like, and like if my kids was here, you know, my son, he might be standing on his head on the couch. My daughters would be up and down the stairs. You know what I'm saying? The TV would be blasting. Like, I, of course, I had TV on, but my, you know, my wife would be talking. Like, it's shit going on. You know what I mean? So now that I'm here and I'm just like, dolo is like, I'm fucking tired as shit. But if they were here, I would be more energetic, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. But got a gaming update. I haven't played no games. You know what I'm saying? My brother-in-law was over last week, like 2 weeks ago. And me and him, we supposed to fucking jump on the Call of Duty because he plays that. He plays, you know what I'm saying, and he's nice and shit like that. So I'm supposed to get online with him, but I just haven't, man. You know what I mean? I'd be wanting to, and then I'll do something else, then I'll forget about it. Then I'll be like, all right, I want to play, but, you know, that's my gaming update for the week. You know what I'm saying? Next week, let's see how it go. But as of right now, Hitman's still in the case. I haven't played nothing, and you know, we'll see about next week, man. Hopefully I can get a little bit of gaming in. My son graduated. He's officially a first grader. Super duper proud of him. You know what I mean? He had virtual schooling all year, man. And then like the last 3 weeks of school, he was like, yo, I want to go to school and do Thursday and Friday in school because he wanted to see his friends. You know what I mean? Which he came to me and his mother about and said that he wants to go to school. He wants to go back to school. So we let him go back to school Thursdays and Fridays for like the last 3 weeks. Or something like that. Maybe it might have been like a month. You know what I mean? But it was just 2 days out the week. But I'm definitely proud of him. And I'm, you know, because he did virtual schooling. You know what I'm saying? And he likes, like, just imagine a five-year-old. He's 5 years old doing virtual schooling. And if you listen to this podcast, like, if this not your first episode you ever heard with the podcast, you'll know, like, I always talk about, like, my son and his toys and things like that. Like, he has toys everywhere. So imagine being 5 years old and you trying to do virtual learning on your damn computer and you look out the corner of your eyes and see your toys. You know how hard that is, you know, but he got through it. He made good grades. And, you know, we're definitely proud of him. Got him a couple of presents, things like that. And one of the things we got him the new red PlayStation remote. That joint fire. You know what I mean? That PlayStation 5 controller, that we grabbed that shit for him. And it's crazy because I ordered it, but when did he graduate? He graduated yesterday. So was it yesterday? Day before yesterday, he graduated. Tuesday, he graduated Tuesday. Or Wednesday, one of them, it's like 2 days ago, he graduated. But when I ordered the remote, when I ordered the controller, it wasn't supposed to be until like Friday or something. And for some reason, PlayStation sent that shit the next day. I was like, the fuck? Like, I came home from work and it was a package at the door. And I'm like, I ain't ordered no sneakers or nothing. It was kind of like a big box. I'm like, what the fuck? And it was the controller. I'm like, yo, I just ordered this shit yesterday. Like, they said it'll take like 3 to 4 days. But it came and it was good because it came the day he graduated. You know what I mean? So his school is like, we don't live super far from his school, right? So they did the graduation at the park across the street from our house. So my son rode his little dirt bike to the graduation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's close enough where we just walked across the street. Like, we didn't even have to take the car or nothing. We just walked across the street. But he rode his dirt bike to the park. And it was funny because, like, the kids was like, oh, man, cool, Derek. Like, you know what I mean? Kids was looking. Like, he hopped off the dirt bike, pushed it through the crowd and shit. I'm like, man, you really walking through here with your dirt bike? We parked it on the side. And, you know, they did their ceremony. And then afterwards, when everybody's taking pictures, you know, he put his dirt bike in the picture with him, his teacher, and the dirt bike is in front of him. You know what I'm saying? I was like, big man, you a legend. You know what I mean? You a legend. And then, you know, when he came home, we had cake for him and we had some presents for him. And, you know, luckily the controller came. It came on that date, so we got to give him that too. He was hype. You know what I mean? So, you know. And it's crazy because now, like I said, like the black PS5 controller look crazy. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn. Like, I ain't gonna front. I kind of want to order that shit for him too, man. But he don't need three PS5 controllers. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. And my whole thing with the PS5 is, like, it's crazy that these shits is still not available. I don't know when they're going to be available to where you could just walk in the store. And you know what I mean? But that's when I'm going to get mine. You know what I mean? Like, I'm cool right now. Like, I don't even be on the fucking PS4 like that. So when the PS5 drop, when they like get out and about regularly, then I'm gonna grab one. You know what I'm saying? And then we're gonna do it like that. But right now, that black controller tough, man. I don't know. I might get it for him one day just to get it for him. And then, you know, who knows? But yeah, man, so that went down. I was on Instagram earlier and I seen a video, right? You know how people do the little, like, I don't know if it's a three-car Monty, but they can do different things with it. Like, they might put a nickel under a bottle cap or some shit like that. But the bottom line is, nigga put something under the cap, spin the cap, you got to pick, yo, you know what I'm saying? If I got this peanut, it's under the cap. Hey, you think it's in the middle, left, right, which one you pick, they open it, cool. So I'm watching this video. Dude put his fucking Cartier. He had diamond Cartier watch. You know what I'm saying? The shit all the rappers getting and rap about and all that shit. So dude had diamond Cartier watch. I don't know if the watch real, not, I don't know. But let's, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know that man, so I ain't gonna throw that on that man. Like, I guess his shit was real. Regardless on what, he put his Cartier online. Right? Dude did the thing, yo. He put the shit in there. He twisted it. He did what he did, right? So he like, yo, which one? Boom, he got it wrong. And now, if I'm not mistaken, this dude gave this man three chances to win his watch. And he told him, he's like, yo, we got to shake on it. Like, let's be men. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you lose, like, you know what I'm saying? Let's handle this like men, whatever the case. And in my mind, I'm watching the video. I watched that shit a few times. I'm like, yo, first and foremost, let's just say the watch costs 25, right? Let's say he paid 25. Like, I'm not betting my $25,000 watch on this shit, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. Think about how good these people are at that. Like, why do you think, like, when have you ever seen someone beat them? Like, why would you think it's okay to put your Cartier up against a fucking three-car Monte dealer? You don't think that this nigga know all the tricks, the ins, the outs to really make this shit difficult? Like, why would you put your watch up against that and then look shocked when you lose? Come on, man. We got to do better. We got to do better, man. You understand what I'm saying? We got to do better, man. We have to do better. Like, there's no way in hell I'm going to sit there, be walking down the street. Nigga walk up to me like, yo, you want to play three car money? Yeah. You want to bet your watch or one of your chains? Nigga, no. Nigga, put $10 on the line. The fuck? I'll play just to play. Put $10 on the line. I'm not fucking betting you my $20,000 watch. Are you crazy? Because I know you got some shit with you. Like, why would you do that, man? Yo, if anybody seen this video on Instagram, YouTube, whatever, man, hit that man up, man. Tell that man to come on Jack Talk Podcast, man. I want to holler at him. Like, I really want to talk to him and be like, yo, my nigga, why did you do it, though? Like, I just, what about that did you think you was going to, you know, beat that man? Like, what about it that you thought, like, yo, oh, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I don't know if that shit is scam. It got to be a trick. It got to be a trick. It got to be a trick. You know what I mean? It got to be a trick. Something else that I wanted to talk to you about that I seen a few days ago. This was when LeBron walked off. You know what I'm saying? He walked off. He got a lot of bad press for walking off the court and shit. You know, my thing is this. I get that everybody wants to be politically correct. Everybody wants to be PC and just be on the straight and narrow. But that's not the world. You understand what I'm saying? Like, everything isn't perfect. This world isn't perfect. This government isn't perfect. None of this shit is perfect. So you can't expect people to act perfect. You understand what I'm saying? These niggas is grown-ass men that put a lot of time, a lot of hours, a lot of motherfucking, like, training, anything you could think of, they do for the game of basketball. That's their passion. That's their love. You know what I'm saying? LeBron, who's been at the peak level, who still is the top nigga, like, he's at that level. You know what I'm saying? And then, all right, he loses. Let that man have his emotion, you know? Like, we got to stop judging people and acting like we are holier than thou. Like, oh, why he walk off? Why he walk off? Look, this is funny. My wife is FaceTiming me right now. Hold on. Let's see if I can get on a joint. Hold on, y'all. What's up?
What's up?
Hey, you know what I'm doing right now, right?
What?
I'm recording. Hold on.
You no, on here? Not.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later.
Huh? Hold on. Say so now. You're here.
I'll just talk to you later.
You don't want to say nothing?
I'll talk to you later.
Oh, man. Look, I tried to get her to say something, peoples. But, all right, let me call you back in like 10 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, but yeah, so we had a special guest, the wife, but so let that man have his emotion. You understand what I'm saying? Like, let him have his emotion. Let him be mad. The fuck? Like, he just lost. He put all this hard work in and he lost. Let that man lose. Like, I could see if he went over there, was like, yo, fuck them niggas. Like, yo, I don't give a fuck about them. And on some real, real ignorant shit. Like, all right, he didn't go over there and give the people the handshakes. This is snap, man. Like, yo, come on, man. You know, in the heat of the moment, man, you know, people be having, you know, let people feel their feels, man. You know what I'm saying? Let him deal what he need to let him deal with what he needs to deal with, you know? And that be that. You know, I just want to speak on that because it's like, yo, man, like, y'all already don't really be letting these niggas have no emotions while they playing. You quick to throw technicals. You know what I mean? A nigga can't talk shit, can't hang too long, can't, like, you can't have no fucking emotion. Like, people aren't robots, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, let people, like, you want these professional basketball players who grew up in the park talking shit, playing hard, going hard to get into the league, and they get all PC. Like, come on, man. If they was all PC and not really like that, then they probably wouldn't have got to the league, man. You know what I mean? Let them play like how they want to play, man. On some real live. But, so, off of that. I came across a poll the other day, right? I seen it on Twitter. Then I put it on Instagram, and I put up a poll because I'm a big, big movie head. You know, I'm a big movie head. So I put up a poll, right? It was New York versus California movies. You know what I'm saying? Like urban movies, hood movies, things like that, right? So me being from New York, I instantly, yo, New York. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my man Bob, he hit me like, nah, yo, Cali got it. You know what I mean? A couple other people like, going with Cali. Now, I will say, when I seen the meme or whatever the case in the list, I instantly just went New York because I was on some New York bias shit. You know what I'm saying? There is some movies missing off of this shit, but I want to go down the shit and see if I was being biased. This is me, how I'm gonna call it. Okay, so this is New York versus California, right? So I'm going to read the New York, then the Cali, right? So I guess this is, let me see, 11 movies, right? So you got Belly versus Boys in the Hood. I'm going to give that to Boys in the Hood. Then you got Warriors versus Friday. I'm going to give that to Friday. Then you got Paid in Full versus Menace to Society. I'm going to give that to Menace to Society. Then you got New Jack City versus Set It Off. I'm going New Jack City. Then you got Above the Rim versus Poetic Justice. I'm going Above the Rim. Then you got Colors versus American Gangster. That's a kind of a tough one. I might edge it to American Gangster. I know Colors is a classic, and I fuck with Colors. Do the Right Thing versus American Me. I might have to edge that to Do the Right Thing. Clockers versus Straight Outta Compton. I'm going Clockers. King of New York versus Blood In, Blood Out. I'm going King of New York. Fresh versus South Central. I'm going Fresh. Hold on. Oh, shit. Excuse me. Training Day. Well, Dead Presidents versus Training Day. This is a tough one. This is a tough one. Because I fuck with Training Day hard, man. And honestly, I'm tight. Honestly, I'm tight. Because I didn't bring a pen to do my tallies up to see if I was bugging or not. But I'm gonna go Dead Press. dead president's first training day. I might edge that shit to dead presidents, man. I might edge that shit to dead presidents just by a hair. It could go either way by a hair, because I fuck with both of them equally. But, you know, damn, why the fuck didn't I come down here with a pencil, man? Why didn't I come down with a pencil, man? And it's crazy. I should have got a pencil. But yeah, man, I don't know, man. I might still ride with New York on this, man. And it was some joints missing. It was some joints missing off the New York list. And I'm quite sure it's a couple joints missing off the Cali list too. So, but you know, it's a good discussion. You know what I'm saying? You really can't go wrong with anything on this list. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. But yeah, man. So I mean, I guess maybe I was right. And this is just my opinion. I think I was right. I think I did edge it to New York. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to, like, when I go upstairs, I'm gonna get a pen and I'm gonna really sit down and I'm gonna make a tally and see. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm going off the head, I think I picked more New York movies than California. Not to say I don't like them shits, because Cali got classics. You know, Cali got fucking classics, man. And to be honest, we need more movies like that. You know, fuck making slave movies and shit like that. Like, I'm cool on that. You know what I mean? Show me some different type of revolutionary movies. You know what I'm saying? Don't gotta be slave shit. You know, we could show our people in a different light, you know? And, you know, bring back some of these type of movies. Like, all these movies was, like, they had lessons in them. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not. You might call them urban hood movies. You might call them what you want. But, like, all these movies had a lesson in it. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. They all had a lesson in it. So, yeah, man. I think I'm going to stick with New York, man. And, again, like, they ain't have Sugar Hill on there. They ain't have a few joints on there, like, you know what I mean? Sugar Hill is a point. Word. They ain't have Juice on this joint. That's a point. So it's like, it's a couple joints that's not even on this joint. So, you know, I don't know if the nigga that made this shit was from Cali and it felt like, yo, let me take off a couple heavy hitters. You know what I mean? And we really could put this thing in a bag. But, you know, I'm rocking with New York, man. You know, I'm rocking with New York, man. But that was a good list though, man. I remember when shit was regional, man. Remember, like, back, see, if you ain't grow up on it, man, you wouldn't know, man. But it was when all these things came out, because pretty much like all these movies here is like, you know, 90s, the early 2000s. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not, I think the shit, the newest joint on this joint is Paid in Full, you know? That was probably like, '02, maybe? '04, something like that? '01, something like that. '02, something like that. I think that's the newest movie on this joint. But that was that era, you know? I like when you can, I like back in the days when I was younger and I look at Boys in the Hood and like, oh, that's Cali. You know what I'm saying? And they probably look at Juice and be like, oh, that's New York. Like, when shit was regional, but it's like music. I missed when music was regional. I've said this before on the pod. You know what I'm saying? Maybe shit, man, long ago, but I'm not knocking music now, but I liked when music was regional. I like when I heard a person and knew, oh, okay, they're from LA. Oh, okay, they're from down south. Okay, they're from Miami. Or they're in Houston. Like, to me, it was dope. Like, everything now with the internet, everything is just one thing. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man. I don't like it. It's just like, it's no way to tell shit apart, man. You know, it's just like everybody is just consuming the same thing. Everybody is dressed the same. They look the same. They rap the same. The beats the same. The cars the same. The clothes the same. It's like everything is the same, man. And I came up in a time and an era where, again, I'm not trying to dwell on the past and shit like that. I know shit got to evolve. Shit got to change. But like, I came up when it's like, oh, okay, you could tell nigga from, oh, you from New York by the way he dressed. You could tell, oh, you from Cali by the way he dressed. Or you could tell you from over there. Or you could tell, like, you know what I'm saying? And then when you listen to the music, you can know, like, oh, they from over there. You know what I mean? This was going on over there. Okay, this was going on over there. But the internet just broke all those barriers and walls down. And now everybody's in the same pot. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's in the same pot. And then now with the world being the way it is, it's like we might not never get these type of movies back. You know what I'm saying? Like we might not never get these type of movies, man, unless it's on some straight to, you know, straight to DVD type. You know what I'm saying? Like it's very rare that you can go in a joint and in a movie theater nowadays and see a good urban flick with a little message in it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be the whole thing, shoot them up, bang, bang. But, you know, have a little message in that joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't know, man. The movie theaters is back open. I'm happy about that, you know. I got the HBO Plus and all that. I don't mind watching joints at home. But, you know, ain't nothing like, you know what I'm saying, stepping out with your wife, go to dinner, go have a movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's ill to me. So, I'm definitely happy that the movie theaters came back. I haven't been yet, but, you know, we'll go. I ain't really trying to just be jumping out there too crazy right now like that anyway. So, we'll see. But, I think it's, hold on, my wife text me. Let's see what's going on. I think, hold on 1 second. I think that's good. You know what I mean? Like I said, nothing against it. You know, certain shit when it come out, I watch, and certain shit I'll want to see in the movie. You know what I mean? Word. But yeah, man, I'm about to wrap this up. I gotta FaceTime my beautiful wife, man. Look at that gorgeousness. But nah, on some real shit, though, I just wanted to come down, chop it up. You know what I'm saying? It's getting late. It's actually 1 o'clock in the morning right now. So, yeah. I'm going to go talk to my wife for a little bit. And, you know, relax a little bit. And, yeah, man. That's about it. But, again, yo. Listen, if I got to get better at my uploading, you know what I'm saying? I do apologize for the listeners and supporters, you know what I'm saying? I definitely appreciate y'all for rocking with me. You know, I'm going to get it right, man. Trust me, my mind is racing. I got, like, so many ideas and things in my brain that, like, I be on, like, overload. So bear with me, man, you know what I'm saying? Bear with me. And, you know, I'm working on having a couple people on the joint. You know what I'm saying? I'm in talks with a couple people, so we'll see how that go. You know, it'll happen when it's supposed to happen. And, you know, we're going to get it moving like that. But, yes, sir, I'm about to sign up out this joint. And I'm going to holler at y'all, man. Follow me on Instagram, Rick_BHR. You got any questions, anything like that, you want to hit me up, hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. And, yeah, I'm about to holler at y'all, man. But yeah, I'm out.